Lasting Media.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, it's Glozell. Is you okay? Because I'm not. I'm suddenly single, financially struggling, and learning how to live my life as a single mom. It's time for me to glow up. Join me on this journey as I learn life lessons from my incredibly successful friends who teach me how to glow up. From Lasting Media, it's Glowing Up with me, Glozell Green. Welcome to Glowing Up with Glozell. I'm testing out some new intros. How did that sound? Well, I'm so excited. My first guest is Miss Stacy Kaiser. You know, she wrote this book on how to be a grown-up, and it's just a perfect time because I'm trying to grow up. So what are your steps here? I have your book here. I can't wait to read it. You look cute.
Thank you. Okay. Yes, they always do a great job of airbrushing on book covers. I wish I could just be a book cover all day.
So you are a psychotherapist. What exactly is that? And does that mean like you're going to help me find out if I'm psycho or not?
Maybe. But I already assessed that. I don't think so.
Oh, good.
You're okay.
You size people up like time they see you? Like, is that your thing? Like,
That part, yes. Yes. If they're dangerous, I pretty much can read it pretty quickly. Yes.
Wow.
So
she's judging
me, y'all.
I feel
perfectly safe here.
Okay, good.
No, I'm not judging you. So what a psychotherapist basically does, it's like a counselor, an advisor, a coach, somebody who helps take a look at whatever's going on in your life and tries to help you make it better. And I have an education and 20 years experience.
Okay.
Working in this field. So anyway, I wrote this book. It's called How to Be a Grown-Up, The 10 Secret Skills Everyone Needs to Know. And literally there's 10 skills that you can kind of assess yourself in.
Oh, like a test.
Well, yes, there is a test
in
the book.
Oh, there is a test. Okay.
Maybe we should ask you a couple of the little questions.
Maybe you should. Am I really a grown up? Okay.
Let's do a little test.
Because that's really where I am. I was really happy with not being a grown up, but it's just come to a point where I've hit the ceiling. Like, I have to grow up.
Okay, well, I just want to say this. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're somewhat of a grown up because it looks like you've done an amazing job with your daughter.
Thank you.
But the other piece of it is, to me, being a grown-up doesn't mean that you don't have fun.
Okay.
It's actually about sort of being responsible and still having a good time. So I think you can keep the fun part of you.
Okay. Going. So I need to work on that balance. I am just Ozilla myself. I just put it like that. And so that is one aspect that seems to be kind of going all right. And Ozilla's 3. So she doesn't seem to have an issue with it. I didn't think she would because she never saw her father and I do anything together. So we still
not
don't.
Much of her life has changed.
No.
And yeah.
She's used to me taking her places or whatever. And then now he does on his time. So she's happy.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Mm-hmm. One of the things I can tell you about kids, even at her age, because she probably talks a bit, right? She's 3.
Yes.
Yeah, she talks a lot.
Yes, she talks a lot.
That kids are actually trying to sort of figure out for themselves, how does this impact me? Like, is my life really different? And it sounds like you're not making her life all that different.
No. Her life is pretty much the same, except now she gets a lot of gifts from him. Yeah.
Oh.
So that's one thing. It's always
there's
a doll.
Disneyland stuff happening. They call that Disneyland Dad.
Yes. Well, yeah. I'm like, I feel like he's not going to be able to keep this up. Because it's 3 times a week and it's new clothes. I mean, completely new clothes, snacks, and a new doll, a new toy. And I'm like, okay, all right. Because what happens when you don't do that?
Yeah, you'll be there to pick up the pieces if it goes away.
That's the only thing that I'm concerned about. But right now, she's like, okay, great. I got this new doll. It's been about 3 or 4 dolls already.
Right. So you can just be prepared with the line where you say, yes, I'm terribly sorry, but you should just enjoy the stuff that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe one day he will be able to do more of that.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay, let's do a little quiz thing. Okay, so you're supposed to say true or false. I tend to buy what I want now and worry about paying the bill later.
Okay, see what had happened was, okay, like, authentically, I would say that's true. Right now, I really just can't do that. I just can't do it. But if I could, I'd be like, yeah, I'm getting this. And then, you know what? The lights. Freak the lights. It's okay. It's all right.
But you're going to need the lights.
Yes, I'm going to need the lights. Like, okay.
So your daughter can look at that doll that her dad gave her.
It's like, it's daylight. I would say, you know, daylight savings time. Just start a little earlier.
Okay. Here's another one. I look ahead, plan, visualize, and set goals for my future.
That's a no.
Okay.
No. I do fantasize, but there's no plan. There's
okay.
No.
Because the truth is, when you are trying to set goals for life, it's best to actually, like, figure out a plan to do it.
Oh, no, because, you know, you just, like, pray and you just hope and, you know, that kind of thing.
What is that saying, that God helps those who help themselves?
That's not in the Bible, though.
It's not. Listen, I am totally a believer in prayer. I am. But I also know that in reality, you do have to do some work.
Actions
right? You can't just
work.
Sit on your sofa all
That's
day.
Right.
People do that though. I've had people say to me, I sit on my sofa and keep waiting to like meet a man or get a job. I'm like, well, are you going out and trying to meet anyone? Are you looking on the computer for a job? No, I'm just waiting for it to come to me. So you have to do some work.
Actions without work, you know, is
yes.
dead. Okay, I got it.
I'm very affected by criticism and setbacks that others easily brush off.
I'm good about that. I mean, I'm about as set back as you could be right now. And I keep telling myself even that I'm, you know, ridiculously optimistic or I might be crazy.
Okay.
Because most people would be, you know, crying in the streets. Like, I can't believe, you know, I got a divorce and I don't have money for this or that. But yet there's fame. You know, people know who I am. But yet, you know, I hope I have enough gas to get there to this award show.
Yeah.
You know, and like, oh, great. This is a real Louis Vuitton bag. I have about 10. They were given to me, you know, so it looks like I'm balling. But, oh, yes. Oh, right. Literally right now I'm in Vanity Fair.
You are?
Literally right now.
Oh,
I'm taking
I love
out
that
right now.
Magazine.
I'm in Vanity Fair. Yeah. My daughter and I are in Vanity Fair. Here we are. Right here. This is November issue.
Oh, that is fantastic.
We're in it. And the same day these eviction papers came. So that's my life.
Oh, no.
So that's where I am. Like, I'm hoping that my stuff will be there when I get back. And I have a nice Benz and it's on the repo list, so I'm always hiding where I park. So I'm just saying, this is my life. I do have a nice car, but I'm in the magazine, but.
Yeah. I know, isn't that funny? People think that fame has money attached to it.
I don't.
It can.
It used to, and it will again. But I was saying, like, I was just asked, oh, do you want to interview these people in Mexico? We'll pay for you to go there. And I'm like, it's going to look like I'm doing great, but that is not pay. That is a trip, you know?
Yeah.
So I get a lot of those things, free things and swag, and that's how I'm making it in a way, but.
Yeah, that's an interesting side-by-side, the eviction notice and the Vanity Fair photos that I'm looking at.
Came in the same day. So you're just
what a mixed bag.
Everybody's like, oh my gosh, I wish I could be in that. I wish I could be you. I'm like,
I wish I had $1,000.
There you go. Just one, when that used to be nothing to me, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So some of this is that you're actually being forced to figure stuff out and make changes.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Have to, especially for Ozell. And I've been kind of on the couch, kinda, like you were saying, because I'm like, something always going to happen. Something's great going to happen. Something's great is going to happen.
Oh, so you have been on the couch
so
just
literally,
doing that.
Like,
okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, so I'm going to just say this. Right this minute, we should just give you some goals.
Okay.
We should just plan something right this second.
Okay. So I have just this completely failed this test that we have just...
No, you have not failed at all. We're not even done.
We're not dealing with this test at all.
But I do... Okay. We're going to give you some goals, but I'm going to put a pin in that for a minute because I have to ask you about this question, which is, I'm generally satisfied with my appearance. Now, before you answer, I know that your lips are usually green, but they are red right now. They are like a really nice, like wine red, I would call that.
Yes.
So I'm generally satisfied with my appearance, true or false, and then the lipstick change. I think I see a little green glitter, though.
I did have on the green lipstick, and, you know, I kind of fake it right now, especially when our producer is around, because, you know, I haven't quite made that switch over, and I need to. of balancing up. Because a part of me feel like, who's going to know who I am without green lips? And I don't.
Oh, so you have like an identity connected to that.
Yes.
Okay, maybe we should whisper about this because okay. Your producer's listening.
Okay.
But you, so you, if someone just sees the lips, they know it's you.
Automatically. If not, then they're circling around, they're taking pictures, and they're tweeting like, is this you? I'm not sure. And then I'm paranoid because maybe they're not doing that. Sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't. And I'm like, when I have green lipstick, then they know for sure. And it's just cut and dry. Come take a picture. Let's go.
And so do you like this red lipstick?
I think it looks good.
It does. You look great. Pretty.
I think it looks good. However, I'm like, well, when do I wear it? And when am I this Glozell? And when am I that Glozell? I feel like this is if I was going out with someone. But then if I go out with someone, I mean, there's still people who are like, oh, Glozell, oh, you don't have on green lipstick. I feel like I disappoint folks.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
You did it to me when I came in.
I wasn't
disappointed. I just made a statement.
But the kids love you, but you don't have on a green lipstick.
My kids would not care about your green lipstick.
But I care. I care.
You know, but you do.
I do.
It's like a whole identity thing for you.
Yes. I have it. So when we take a picture, I'll switch out.
Oh, I think that's so interesting. And so are you ready to put that away? Or do you want to be like the on and off green girl?
I would like to be the on and off green girl because I would love to still do things like Nickelodeon and kids stuff. And like I really like that, but I need to definitely be clear when more opportunities come in because that's almost stagnant. Like I've done that for 10 years. That's who I was. I mean, people who come up to me, they're talking about things that I did. Now it's time for me to do something more and different.
Right. And so the lipstick is symbolic of something new.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. I like that, actually.
I like it.
Okay, so this is still making me think about the goal thing. So
Okay. Let's
talk about it for a minute. So what would be some concrete things? Like if let's say you and I were playing like Let's Make a Deal, that you're going to promise me that you're going to do some things and the deal is that I'll hold you accountable for it. What would it be beyond the lipstick?
Well, one thing I know that I can check my emails.
You don't check your emails?
No. What happened is that I used to have people, and I'm so out of touch, and I'm like, I don't check the emails. I wasn't the one that went to the grocery store. I'm not the one that put gas in the car. I didn't know what side it was on. I've been, I had to let the nanny go like two weeks ago. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, how do I get to Ozell School? And I'm Googling that. It took us forever. And I'm like, I didn't realize it took that long. And things like that. I made the money and my husband paid the bills. So I'm like, I didn't realize the car hadn't been paid 4 or 5 months. You know,
Oh my gosh.
And then when it was time to pay, it was so much because it had been so long. And I'm like, oh, because I never took care of it. So those are those things that that's what put me in a hole right now where I am.
Okay.
And also when the nanny left, she's like, well, you owe me for the first week that I ever worked a few years ago because that's one in a hole. So there was like extra stuff that I didn't even realize. And I thought when you paid rent at your place that the lights was included. Like this is all separate bills. I did not know.
Well, you can't be faulted for that, right?
Well, I could be in the dark for that.
Yes, but I mean... I'm not an electrician, so I'm just doing the therapy thing.
Thank you.
You literally did what a lot of women do. This is just such a female thing of like, it's all being taken care of, so I don't need to figure it out. And I'll just forget about it and not even think about it. And then next thing you know, knock on the door, it's like, oh, eviction notice, lights are out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so just side note to everyone listening, get plugged into your finances. If you have a partner, you need to know what's going on.
Yes. I didn't even know what to ask. I don't even know how to pay this once I get the money. I'm like, because I went to the office, I'm like, oh, there's an app. I don't bring a check to the office. They're like, we don't handle money. I'm like, I don't have it anyway, but.
But I think the other thing is you're having, like, I work with a lot of celebrities, and one of the things the line that I've heard so many times is there's nothing harder than chasing your star, like wanting it to stay where it is, because you adapt to the lifestyle.
Yes.
You adapt to the nanny
yes.
and the person doing yeah. all of your other yes. stuff. So it yes. isn't just like that your ex was doing stuff. You were kind of doing, you know, your list of things that you needed to do, and then you had assigned everything. You're yes. a good delegator.
Exactly. And yeah. I wasn't the one that checked the emails. It was like, okay, you need to look at this. Okay, I'm DocuSigning this for you. So I'm going, I don't know how to, I'm like, I was with a producer. He's like, you did not DocuSign this. I'm like, I thought I did. I don't know how to do any of that. He came over like, you need groceries. I'm like, yeah, they don't just show up, do they? I'm
well,
like,
you can order them online now. Huh? You can order them online.
Right. Well, yeah.
Now you can. But yeah, I understand.
Yes.
No, I totally get your point.
Okay, thank you.
And so you just adapted to your life how it is. And yes. that isn't just a celebrity thing. Like okay. a lot of people adapt. Like, when I first got divorced, I suddenly realized that no one takes out my trash cans.
Oh, I was just about to say that. I'm like, oh, you know, I had three bags.
I guess this is my job now.
I'm like, man, that stinks.
It just sounds like you have a lot of jobs that you just got handed.
Yes, at one time. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm like putting out fires all the time. Like, it was just a lot at one time. So I'm like, okay, that's where I am.
Yeah, that's
a
lot.
I'm in Vanity Fair, though, but my next show might be, you know, on the streets of Ventura, but I'll have a green tent. Y'all just come on by.
I'll come.
Come by. Yes, take a picture with me. Glows under the tent.
I totally get it.
Oh, thank you.
You were talking to me about the prayer thing, which, yes. like I said, I'm totally a believer yes. in. So if we can just get spiritual for mm-hmm. a minute, even though I'm a therapist and, you know, not a religious leader.
A Jewish person. I thought that's what you were saying. Just because I'm a chosen one.
I'm a therapist, but I was going to say I'm a therapist and I'm not a religious leader of any, right? Sure. I don't preach anywhere. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not true. I preach all day long.
All right.
It's just a different kind of preaching.
Hallelujah.
But if you are, I think if you're a spiritual person, you have to stop and say like, all right, what is going on here? Like, in a way, I have a lot of really great things going on. I'm happy about being newly single. I just got in Vanity Fair magazine. I get a lot of free stuff. And I have an amazing daughter. Yes. And
I'm doing the show, The Doctors. That's coming out. I'm in a movie. But, you know, I'm like...
Right, that's all good.
Yes.
But the other side of it is like, I have to pay my bills and fill my refrigerator.
And I don't know how.
And so maybe you're supposed to, this is your lesson. You're supposed to like plug into your life 100%
right.
because this is your life.
Exactly right.
Right? And so you have to like own it. And it's funny because you own that green lips. And you, like, if I tried to wear that, people would be like, what are you doing? But you are owning the red lips too. Like, and you just need to, like, own your life.
Yes.
And it's the details. So, back to my question.
Mm-hmm.
Let's come up with some things that you're going to do.
Okay. Well, I did say the email because I've looked at
yeah,
them
right.
today. And they're like, that was the trip I was talking about. You want to go to New Mexico and interview the cast of Jumanji? And then I'm like, oh, okay, great. You know, it was sent like 3 days ago. I'm like, ah, man, I hope I didn't miss out because I'm not used to.
Oh, so you're missing things because you're not plugged into your life.
Well, right. I was hoping that I didn't miss because I did not say anything until today. And it's next week. And they're like, well, we'll put a soft hold on you. I'm like, okay.
So you got that one.
To check. Because, you're never thinking that somebody's going to call you for that. I don't know. That's always these one-time special things.
Right. And so you're going to check your email.
Yes.
But I want to come up with a strategy for that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of a note to everybody, but to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good. Like, don't you have a time that you brush your teeth and like yes. do your hair and yes. whatever? When yes. is that?
Well, in the morning.
Okay. So you need to pick a time that you check your email every day. Just like
okay.
brushing your teeth
okay.
or getting in the shower or breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So let's think of one or two times a day that you will be checking your email.
All right. Well, first thing in the morning, I guess, and at least the last thing at night, because I'm always on my phone. I just never think to look at the emails. So now I...
Right. So that's why we got to schedule it. Should we set a timer on your phone?
Ooh, sure.
Let's do that.
Okay
get your phone.
Oh...
So let's figure it out. What time of day do we want it to be?
Well, I like early morning because especially with the time change, I feel like I have even more time. I'm
okay.
up 5 o'clock. I started listening to a meditation and EFT tapping. I'm like, I got to do something.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. So would the emails come before or after that?
After.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm going to see.
So you're going to do all that. And then the next thing in your plan is going to be to check your email.
Yes.
So that's just going to be something that you're going to tell yourself, but let's set an alarm on your phone in case you don't do that.
Okay.
So what time would it be that we wouldn't interrupt your meditation or anything?
I guess around 6:30.
Okay. So put an alarm on your phone. Tomorrow morning, the goal is that you're going to do the meditation, mm-hmm. right? And the ETF.
Yes.
And then you are going to check your email.
Okay.
Will you be in the bed? Or on a chair, or where are you going to be? I want you to, like, get it in your head.
I'll have a bed. I'll be on the couch.
Okay, you'll be on the couch. Mm-hmm. Well, that is your bed. Will you be in the place that you sleep?
Yes, I will be in the place that I sleep. That's a whole other story, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, if you're going to be in the place that you sleep, I want you to just... So, you're going to say to me now, okay, Stacy, every morning, this is my schedule.
Okay, Stacy, every morning, this is my schedule. I'm going to listen to my Abraham Hicks meditation of abundance.
Oh, he's good.
Yes, EFT tapping for abundance. And I will check my emails with a positive, happy outlook. There we go.
Good. Okay, now let's come up with something else you're going to do differently.
Wow, that was hard.
I know. Are you tired already?
Oh, man. I'm like, oh. Oh, another one?
You know what I think you need to do? I think you need... You're going to hate me for this.
I'm already starting to. Let's just go for it. Full on hatred.
I think you need to make a list of like things you need to make sure you're looking after.
Now that's true.
Like.
That's true. Because I'm like, oh.
Electricity.
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Like, this just doesn't show up. I don't. I'm like, oh, what brand? This one has bears on it. And that one has a, you know, a, I don't know, a tiger. I don't know what animals are on toilet paper. But why do bears need toilet paper? Why?
That's a really good question.
I'm like, what? Anyway, two ply, one ply, you wrapping it around your hand anyway. Like, so what is it? It needs to be two ply. I don't understand. So.
Okay. So
those
the
things.
List is going to include, let's just come up with a few
the
things now. Toilet paper,
paper towels. I'm trying to think of, and trash bags.
Oh yeah. Cause you don't do trash.
Well,
that's your new job.
Yeah. That's my job. I'm like, okay, every morning, you know, every couple of days I need to take that out. Because, you know, I'm pushing it down, or adding bags, and they're collecting. I'm like, okay, got to take that out. Who wants to do that? That's not fun. And make sure there's gas in the car.
I think that's a good list.
Thank you. And it's necessary in those things that I wasn't doing.
I think it's really interesting that the timing of, like, you're like, okay, I'm not, my relationship has ended. Mm-hmm. I'm just starting this new work stuff. And I don't know a lot of basic things around my, you know, home and whatever.
Right.
It's all at the same time.
All, it's just like, boom.
It's literally like your transformation time.
Exactly. And that's why I'm here with you.
So this is something that I'm going to tell you. Okay. You have actually, my children have followed your career. And I have followed my children. So I know a little bit about you.
Yes.
And you like literally made a lot of amazing things just out of your brain.
That's true.
Isn't that right?
Yes, 100%.
So clearly you're really smart.
Oh, thank you.
And so all of the skills that you did to build the whole green lip stuff mm-hmm. that you have been doing mm-hmm. are the same skills that you need right now. You just need to divert and adjust.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That does make sense.
Okay, so why do you have a funny look on your face? No one can see you, but the look on your face is kind of the thing where you eat something, and then you go, like if you had your eyes closed and I fed you something, and the person, you're like, I have no idea what that is. Like, you, I don't know, you have a funny look on your face.
No, because I'm thinking like, yeah, what connected with me was when I was building things, I was by myself. And then as I was adding people, that's when I really got disconnected, and I feel like I have not produced like I did when I was by myself. You know,
oh my gosh. So you are back.
Now I'm back finding me and, you know, a better, improved, more grown up me, you know, so that's where I am.
Yeah, no, I think it's just, I don't know if it's finding you. I think it's like waking you up again.
Yes. Yes.
It's amazing how that relationship pulled you away from like who you are.
Preach, woman, preach.
I told you I preach occasionally.
Preach, woman. But yes, because, I mean, not everybody can deal with fame. And it was just getting to a point where, you know, he couldn't stand people coming up to me. So I'm like, oh, we go out. I don't want anybody to come up to me. But I love the fans.
So you actually had to, like, alter who you were for him. Oh, my God. Women do that all the time. Well, it's literally, if I had a dollar, if you had a dollar, and I had a dollar,
yes, please,
for every woman that has done that in my life, yes, you and I would be rich together.
There we go. So, and that was, and then, you know, it was hard to do videos at home. So it just got to be.
Oh, so you, oh, you know what? Okay.
And then it.
So boom. I'm going to teach you about something now.
Please do.
You are a victim of your compassion to him.
Ah.
You were, I tell women this all the time, we're victims of our compassion. You were too kind to him and you stepped on you.
I agree to that.
And so just that little list, I bet. So it's like, okay, hope no fans see me.
Yes.
And don't do my stuff in the home that I live in. I'm so glad that you're sharing this because you are literally being a role model right now.
Really?
Because I cannot tell you how many women do this. Where I know a woman who used to dress really cute and all of a sudden her husband was like, I don't like when you dress that way. So she just started dressing like she bought the schlumpiest clothes that she could find.
And he looking at somebody
and
else.
Yes. Guess where he went? Somewhere else. And she started to feel horrible about herself because mm-hmm. she was buying clothes for him.
Right.
And it's just, it's a thing. It's totally a thing. And what ends up happening every time, and you're living it, except for you're getting out of it, mm-hmm. is a part of your life starts to go away.
Yes.
Because that was you. You were putting all the gas and energy into that. And then when you're putting all that into him who didn't support what you were trying to do, no good.
That's exactly what happened. And I couldn't jump over enough hoops. I couldn't be small enough. You know,
I got to believe that the people listening to this right now can't mm-hmm. even imagine you trying to be small.
I tried, you know, if we were ever around his family, they want to know, well, how was President Barack Obama? And I'm like, oh, he was cool.
And what would you want to say?
Well, he smelled good. It was exciting, you know, like he fawn, y'all.
And you could not even do that.
No, because I didn't want him to feel bad because it was always about me. You know, everywhere we go, it was about me. So I got that you didn't get anything.
So then it always had to be about him in the private time. And that's no good either.
No. Didn't work.
So this is totally a hallelujah that you're free again.
Exactly right. And in that, then there's the hoarding. I just, you know, I have a lot of stuff and it just got out of hand. And now everything's free. And this is a time where I'm decluttering, I moved, and here I am with you.
I like that. I actually think it's inspirational because you made a mistake. You know what your biggest mistake was? It wasn't unplugging from your finances, though that was a problem that you're going to fix.
Yes.
It is that you literally like let somebody try and make you small. So you just listen to me if I never see you again in person.
Know where you live. I'm going to be right here. Like, give me some more of that advice. You got any more of that advice?
I am really serious. Whoever you are with, and this just isn't just for you. It's for everybody. They need to love you in all of your glory. You know what I mean?
Yes.
In all of it. And he wanted you to be different. I mean, he met you and you couldn't have been like a totally shrinking violet.
No,
it's not even your nature.
No.
But he tried to like make you little. And you have to be with someone who's like, hey, look at my lady.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great.
I actually think Barack Obama is a really good example of that. He totally empowered her. And yes. Now there he is. He's just like on the golf course and she was like touring with her book, yes. Getting on stage. It's yes. like he just let her.
I love that. So that was a good example. I'm like, people are like that. That works. I love looking at loving couples. Like couples are like, oh, we match. Oh, great. And oh, I love my wife. It's her birthday. And I'm like, okay, I didn't get any of that. So it's nice to see. So I'm not a bitter person. I'm one of like, oh, okay, maybe it'll still happen to me, even though I'm 47 years old with a 3-year-old in Vanity Fair with no money. You know, I still believe that it can happen. I'm going to click my heels 3 times.
Yeah, well, believing is step one.
But I still have to do some action. Yes.
Action is step two, along with the praying part. Yes, I totally support that.
Thank you.
I totally support that.
Thank you so much, Ms. Stacy, for your kind words and inspiration and my goals. And make sure you get her book, How to Be a Grown-Up. Now, where do we find you?
Well, I have a website, mm-hmm. stacykeiser.com. And then I am on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and my book is on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. That's where you can get it.
Now, if I wanted to, I'm not saying I'm going to kill somebody. Okay, I can't tell you beforehand is how that works, because you like work on the show called what?
Fatal Vows.
Fatal Vows, and what is that?
Yes.
Now?
Okay, so my show Fatal Vows is on Investigation Discovery, and I think they're doing reruns now.
Okay.
The new series starts after the first of the year, and it's about spouses who kill each other. So I'm glad you are not on my show. No. I'm glad I'm on your show instead. I don't want you on my show.
So you actually talk to the people you
no,
just
what
analyze?
No, what we do is look at cases that are real stories and talk about like where relationships went wrong. And by the way, a couple of our stories have been where somebody is like too big and their spouse doesn't like it and they extinguish them.
I could totally see that.
Yeah, because they aren't getting small enough.
And for me, I didn't realize that it was him. Until when I moved, I'm like, I feel so much peace at my place. I might be kicked out, but I feel peaceful. I'll be peaceful on the street on Cahuenga and Lancashire. It's fine wherever I am. But so I do get that.
You're not going to be on the street because you're going to do you.
I'm going to do me. I am. Yay.
I love that. I think you're already doing you right now.
Thank you. Thank you for helping me grow up. So make sure you get her book on how to be a grown-up, Stacey Kaiser. There's 10 wonderful secret skills everyone needs to know. All right.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, my goodness. I had a great time. I know you did, too. Glowing Up is executive produced by my friend, Josh Skinner, John Fender, Jason Barrett, and me, Glozell Green. I'm a producer. It's edited and produced by Jonas Litton. Thanks again for listening to my little podcast. If you'd like to hear my latest episode of Glowing Up, you can visit our website at glowingup.show, or you can subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. And I want you to leave your ratings and reviews so I know what you're really thinking. I want to hear from you. Yes, you. You right there. Leave a review. All right. Over and out.